April 30, 1928 Turmoil and New Ordering. How the Kingdom of the Divine Will is Decreed. Redemption is the army. The Divine Word is the generator. I was thinking about the Divine Will and, oh, how many thoughts crowded my mind. Having carried me outside of myself, my always lovable Jesus had shown me the many chastisements with which He wants to strike the human generations. And I, shaken, thought to myself, how can the kingdom of the divine fiat come if the earth abounds with evil, and divine justice is arming all the elements to destroy man and that which serves man? Besides, did this kingdom not come when Jesus came upon earth with His visible presence? How can it come now? As things are now, it seems difficult to me. And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, everything you saw will serve to purify and prepare the human family. The turmoils will serve to reorder, and the destructions to build more beautiful things. If a collapsing building is not torn down, one cannot form a new and more beautiful one upon those very ruins. I will turn everything for the fulfillment of my divine will. Besides, when I came upon earth, our divinity had not decreed the coming of the kingdom of my will, but of that of redemption. And in spite of human ingratitude, it was accomplished. However, it has not yet covered all of its way. Many regions and peoples live as if I had not come, therefore it is necessary that it make its way and walk everywhere, because redemption is the preparatory way for the kingdom of my will. It is the army that goes forward in order to form the peoples to receive the regime, the life, the king of my divine will. And so, that which was not decreed for that time, we decree today, for the fulfillment of the kingdom of our fiat. And when we decree something, all is done. In us, it is enough to decree in order to accomplish what we want. This is why, that which seems difficult to you will all be made easy by our power. It will act like those impetuous winds after long days of thick and rainy clouds. The power of the wind dispels the clouds, takes rain away, and makes the good weather return and the sun embrace the earth. In the same way, more than ruling wind, our power will put to flight the darkness of the human will, and will make the sun of my eternal will reappear to embrace the creatures. And all the truths I manifest to you about it are nothing other than the confirmation of that which we have decreed. Furthermore, if the kingdom of my divine fiat and the time of its nearing fulfillment had not been decreed before by the divinity, there would have been no reason, nor necessity, nor purpose for choosing you, for keeping you sacrificed for so many years, and for entrusting to you, as to its little daughter, the knowledges of it, its admirable truths and its secret and hidden sorrows. And not only this, but the divinity has acted with you in a way which is all paternal and maternal in order to sow in you the seed of divine daughtership, and so that you would take its interests to heart, more than if they were your own. This signifies the reality of what had been decreed by us, to the point of choosing the subject, of using the means and of giving the teachings in order to descend down below to the human family, and establish in their midst that which had been decreed in heaven. If the kingdom of my will had not been decreed, I would not have told you so much about it, nor would I have chosen you in a way all special for this purpose. My word would have been without life and without fruit, if it were not so, and without the generative and fecundating virtue, which cannot be. My word possesses the virtue of generating and of forming, through its fecundity, its offspring of endless lives. This happened in redemption, because it had been decreed by us in heaven. A virgin was created who was to be the mother of the eternal word. If it had not been decreed, there would have been no reason, nor necessity to create and choose this virgin, wholly unique and special, nor to give so many manifestations to the prophets, who detailed the life of the word in his humanity, describing his pains so vividly, as if they had him present with them. Therefore, when our divine goodness deigns to choose and to manifest itself, it is the sure sign and the beginning of the carrying out of its works, which it keeps as decreed. Therefore, Be attentive, and let your Jesus do everything, because neither power nor means are lacking for what I want, and for carrying out that which I have decreed.